This is St. Louis Public Radio. The president's new executive order on immigration scales back an earlier attempt to bar visitors and refugees from majority Muslim countries. But the measure still stops the issue of several types of visas from six countries. Another administration action slows the processing for visas used by doctors to work in the U.S. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, Trump's actions are causing deep concern in the healthcare field, where one in four physicians are immigrants.
In 1984, Dr. Bahar Bastani knew he had to leave Iran.
I was religious, I was doing prayers, everything I was, but I could not tolerate the hardship that the government was putting on people.
It was Iran's Cultural Revolution. Religious leaders had closed universities and threatened academics. Bastani was a professor of medicine in Tehran and realized he had become unhireable in that climate. But he had a friend, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, who had visited Iran.
With his backup, I could get eventually a J-1 visa for 3 months.
Bastani secured a residency in the U.S., repeated his medical training, and worked his way up to be a kidney specialist at St. Louis University Hospital.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Been up for a while.
In St. Louis, Bastani helps prepare people for transplants, go through dialysis, and takes care of them afterwards.
With immunosuppressive drugs, medications, blood pressure, diabetes.
More than 100 doctors in the St. Louis region are from Iran or five other countries included in the president's latest executive order, according to data compiled by the Immigrant Doctors Project. Though current visa holders aren't affected, hospital leaders worry that the Trump administration's policies will worsen an existing doctor shortage, particularly in rural areas. During his joint address to Congress, Trump promised changes to the nation's immigration system after federal courts blocked his initial order.
The current outdated system depresses wages for our poorest workers and puts great pressure on taxpayers. Nations around the world, like Canada, Australia, and many others, have a merit-based immigration system.
That may suggest Trump would favor immigrant doctors. But on Friday, the administration announced it would suspend fast-track processing from all countries for H-1B visas. Jerry Cruz, the dean of the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine in Springfield, says that means doctors he hires may have to wait up to 8 months instead of just 2 weeks.
So we think this whole process has been pretty erratic and impulsive and doesn't breed the confidence that we need to move forward.
Cruz says a quarter of the hospital's faculty and medical residents are immigrants. He's worried that restricting visas temporarily will make recruitment even harder.
There are now 28,000 residency positions available per year, and we have 18,000 graduates of United States medical schools. So that's a pretty good gap.
The latest executive order could also affect foreign-born medical students who come to the U.S. to complete their training. This J-1 visa program requires newly minted doctors to leave the country for a couple years afterwards, unless they work in an underserved community. Bastani says that for a lot of graduates, that's a good deal. Leaving the country may mean losing connections for later job offers.
Just keep in mind, these are what they call cream of the crop. They provide in the very small cities that no American would like to go there. They go 3 to 5 years, and some of them stay there, some of them eventually come back.
He says the confusion of the past months has kept some of his colleagues from going home to visit family. Young doctors are worried that hiring committees won't take a chance on someone from one of the countries included in the order.
People with green card, they are afraid to move anymore. And with visa, they should not leave the country.
Trump's new orders will likely face legal challenges, and the medical community will be watching closely. I'm Dari Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.